بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel. Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The issue of Palestine is the first issue of the world of Islam by Ayatollah Khamenei. We propose a referendum among the Palestinian people. Just like any other nation, the Palestinian nation has the right to determine its own destiny and to elect its own government. All the original people of Palestine, including Muslims, Christians, and Jews, and not foreign immigrants, should take part in a general and orderly referendum and determine the future government of Palestine, whether they live inside Palestine or in camps, or in any other place. The government that is established after the referendum will determine the destiny of non-Palestinian immigrants who migrated to Palestine in the past. This is a fair and logical proposal which global public opinion understands, and it can receive support from independent nations and governments. Of course, we do not expect the usurping Zionists to willingly accept this proposal, and this is where the role of governments, nations, and resistance organizations becomes significant. The most important pillar of supporting the Palestinian nation is to stop supporting the usurping enemy, and this is the great duty of Islamic governments.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Any plan to divide Palestine is absolutely refutable. October 1st, 2011. Our demand is the liberation of Palestine, not the liberation of a part of Palestine. Any plan to divide Palestine is completely unacceptable. The two-state idea, which has been presented in the self-righteous clothing of recognizing the Palestinian government as a member of the United Nations, is nothing but giving in to the demands of the Zionists. Namely, recognizing the Zionist government in Palestinian lands. This would mean trampling on the rights of the Palestinian nation, ignoring the historical right of the displaced Palestinians, and even jeopardizing the right of the Palestinians settled in 1948 lands. It would mean leaving the cancerous tumor intact and exposing the Islamic Ummah, especially the regional nations, to constant danger. It would mean bringing back decades-long sufferings and trampling upon the blood of the martyrs. Any operational solution must be based on the principle of all of Palestine for all Palestinian people.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.